Get snacking and get cracking with a snack that packs a protein punch. Pistachios are known for their protein power, fiber, and better-for-you unsaturated fats for a combination that may help you keep feeling fuller longer. Wonderful Pistachios is a good source of protein with zero guilt. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. I love that they come in a variety of sizes and flavors, making this the perfect protein snack for any on-the-go adventure. Check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Welcome to the first day of USA's Instant Reaction Flow Track Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. I'm literally like three blocks away from the stadium. I ran here out of the mix zone. Kevin is still in the mix zone getting some interviews with the men's 400 meter runners. But what we thought would be the most boring day of track and field probably is going to be probably one of the more exciting days of the 4 days. Now, obviously, we're going to have some great finals on Saturday and Sunday. Can't wait to cover that. And people's lives are going to be changed forever when they make their first team. People's lives will be changed forever when they don't make the team. But today felt like a formality day, right? We were just, it's heats. It's prelims. You're just going for it. You know, you get to the start line, go through the first round. We're getting ready for the finals. That's what I thought every day was going to be like. But we did not get that. We had some kind of little bit of some chaos go down on the track. And we got to start with it. Number one, Sha'Carri Richardson. Sha'Carri Richardson. Okay. First, let's talk a little bit about the race itself. Gun goes off. She was not in it after the first 20 meters. This wasn't got nipped at the line. Oh, she just kind of fell apart in the final 40 meters. This race was over in the first 20, 25 meters. And then I was thinking, all right, maybe she's had a bad start. It happens. Rust, first race, you're going to have a bad start. She's clearly going to come together in the 30 to 60 range and get back up with the leaders. But no, didn't even make any attempt to close that gap. It was all she wrote. And then we're like, okay, she had a bad race. That happens. She's going to get in on, she's going to get like the second queue, the third queue, or dare I say it, like an at-large time. But no, doesn't even get a small queue. Doesn't even get the opportunity. She was eliminated right after that race. Like the race happened and there was no like wait and see for the next race. It was all she wrote in 11 seconds. Sha'Carri Richardson, once again, not making Team USA with a buildup of everyone expecting her, including myself, including Kevin, including a lot of people all over the world. I mean, people may hate Sha'Carri Richardson for all the other stuff, but I think they all expected her to at least make the team, right? They expected her to at least be top three in the U.S., we're not even talking about her versus Jamaica. We're just talking about her being in the top three in the U.S. She couldn't even do that. Let's bring up the results of what heat was she in. She was in heat three. So let's zoom in on those results. Heat three. She didn't even have a hard heat. Like her heat was not some like, whoa, death heat. It was a winnable heat. It was a cruise heat. So Tamari Davis won the heat. Jenna Prendini, who's great. She's an Olympian. She actually got the spot that Sha'Carri had back at the Olympics. Shania Collins, Jada Baylark. I mean, Sha'Carri Richardson, you're on an 11:31. You're getting fifth, 23rd overall. So, all right. Okay, you have a bad race. It happens. Obviously, you don't want your bad race to happen during the World Championship qualifying race like USA's. But, people have been eliminated in the first round of playoffs before it happens. So you're like, okay, what do you want to do? You want to ask her what's going on. How do you run 11:31 in your opening round of the Women's 100? How does that happen when you just literally went toe-to-toe with Aaliyah Hobbs like 2 or 3 weeks ago? So I was like, all right, just come through the mix zone. And we're going to play right here. This was Sha'Carri Richardson in the mix zone Can we play audio, Colt? I don't know if we can play audio, but no audio, but I can just do the audio for you. All I did was I said, Sha'Carri, Sha'Carri, Sha'Carri. I just said her name like five times. Completely ignores everyone. She's like in that, it looks like she's in her like her drive phase of a sprint passing the media. And while you only see like a 10-second clip there of Sha'Carri dodging the media, this was like set up. I saw her. So they go, they walk through it. They have to walk by the virtual media area, which whatever, you skip that, who cares? And then she waited. She was like kind of stalking because she knew she had to cross this river of media line and not talk to us. So she's waiting. She had one of the USATF officials kind of be her, you know, offensive lineman and like kind of block out, because she was a running back, block out all the media. And she timed it on purpose. She's like, okay, I got to ignore them. I got to figure it out. I got to pretend like they don't exist. And she kind of, she flaked. And I'm going to preface this. I'm a huge Sha'Carri Richardson fan. I don't think she's the fastest woman in the world. Clearly, that's Jamaicans, and I never said that. Maybe I said that once last year, but I regret it. But, like, come on. You got to at least say, I screwed up, or whatever, or, like, hey, it wasn't my day, or, like, say, like, a 30-second quote. Just give something, like, oh, yeah. But to just completely ignore, it's like, come on. You're going to be paid. You're paid to like be an athlete, and people want to know what's going on. There's millions of Sha'Carri Richardson fans out there who want to know why you had a bad race. They want to know. They're like, oh, but you chose to not take the platform and tell people why you had a bad race. So anyway, that's Sha'Carri Richardson for you. I am surprised, but I guess I should now not be surprised. But she's good enough to make a world final, and then she runs 11:31 in the first round of the USA's. Makes no sense. I don't know. Chat, what are you saying? And what's the chat saying? I'm sure the chat's going wild right now. You know, okay. Yeah, there's a lot of fun time going on in the chat, but I mean, I see a fun, what's this? Someone said, Beef Boy said, Gordon's going to hand time the race and say it was 10:03. Yeah, no, I'll more like a 10-2, right, maybe. No, I'm kidding. Hey, Sha'Carri had a bad day, and she made their day worse by just like dodging the criticism, or not even criticism. No one in the media is going to be like, why did you suck? They're just going to be like, what happened? And then you can say what happened. But Sha'Carri Richardson continues to find ways to turn non-performances into performances, and finds a way to turn an 11:31 into the most interesting thing of the meet. And takes away, you know, obviously, that women's 100 is going to be good. I mean, Aaliyah Hobbs ran well. Tonisha Terry ran well. Tamara Clark had a good race. So Team USA is still going to be fine. Like, we're still going to have a good team. But, you know, Sha'Carri's talent is just not being used right now. It's not being used. And it's a bummer. I'm sure she's upset, right? But I'm upset. I thought she was going to win. Now I look stupid. But it's all right. I'm okay with looking stupid. People were tweeting at me how stupid I am. But hey, can't get them all right. Am I right? Can't get them all right. But yeah, that's Sha'Carri Richardson. Probably talk. We'll see if she runs a 200. If I'm a betting man, I think she doesn't even show up for the 200. I bet she's on the first flight home tomorrow morning, if I had to guess. But I could be wrong. If she's in the 200, it would be great if she made the team, because that would be a wild weekend for her to go from 11:31 to making a 200 team that probably has two of the best five women in the world, and Abby and Gabby. So we'll see what happens. But Sha'Carri Richardson doesn't make the semifinals of the USA's. It's crazy saying it out loud. But that wasn't the only crazy thing that happened. We had on the, we had some fast times. I'll get to Fred Kerr a little bit later, but on the men's mid-distance side, Cole Hawker, Olympian, sixth best runner in the world last year, doesn't make it out of the first round of the men's 1500. He was sixth in his heat. Cole, if you scroll down to the bottom, you can see the individual heats. He was in the first heat, and he doesn't get the big Q. It was a good heat. Had Yair Nuguse, had Vincent Cieti, but Freaking Cole Hawker, man. He was in control. It looked like he was cruising. It looked like it was a formality. He's like, all right, stay in the front. It's kind of, you know, we look at him as potentially having like a Centro-esque race style, controlling the race. And then he just got burnt in the final 50. He didn't have it. The wheels fell off. He had no backup plan. And then five men just waltzed right by him in the final 50 meters. There was a chance potentially that he would make the final because the second heat, which Cooper Tier was in, went slow. Third heat, there was a potential. And we were interviewing, we'll bring up this, we were interviewing Cooper Tier during that third heat. And Cooper, you know, talking about why he's doing the 1500, you know, say, hey, you got to take any chance you can to make a team, which I think he will. I think he's going to win. But halfway through the interview, we asked him about what you think about Cole Hawker having a bad race. He was like, it's crazy. I had to flush it out of my mind to focus on my own race, but he ran fast enough. He'll get in on time. And then at the end of the interview, we revealed to him he's not in. And then Cooper Tier was kind of like, ooh, he was kind of shocked. He was like, whoa. But then he, you know, recalibrated and says he still believes in Cole Hawker, 5K chances, but I don't know. I mean, something was wrong. Something was up. The wheels fell off his legs and he wasn't able to put it together. And it's kind of wild because Cooper Tier and Cole Hawker were the clear 1-2. They were the clear separation, even separate from Yard and the Goose. I mean, they've been having a great indoor season. Cole Hawker was attempting world record attempts in the mile, American record attempts. You know, they're doing the 4x mile together in Eugene, all this stuff going down for Cole and Cooper, and for only one of them to make the final, which is kind of shocking. But then again, that's what's crazy about the 1500. Anything can happen in a 1500, especially in the rounds. Greatness can be defeated, and that's what happened here. But some greatness survives, like Cooper Tier. He survived. Sam Prekel, he survived. Paul Ryan, not the congressman, but the runner. I'm sure he's heard that joke way too many times. Made it. And this is what's great about the men's 1500. Not great, but only three men have the world standard in the men's 1500 final. Cooper Tier, Yard Nuguse, and Johnny Gregoric. So odds are that's going to be our world championship team. Gregoric making another team. Kind of wild. Thought his career was going sideways, but now he's found a way to repath it back here, and now he's going to be on a team that we thought Cole Hawker would lead. But now Cole Hawker is going to be preparing for the 5K. And that makes that 5K more interesting now. Because Hawker is going to have a lot of reasons to make that 5K team. And that team, you know, Grant Fisher's there, Paul Chalima. We'll get into that later on as we preview that event, probably Saturday night or something. But anyway, Cole Hawker not making it. Surprise level of Cole Hawker not making the final was probably 9 out of 10. Sha'Carri not making the final, probably 8.5 out of 10. So that's a shocking thing there. But let's not be negative. Let's not talk about people not making finals. Let's talk about the performance of the meet. This might be performance of the entire, like, I can maybe project this might be the best performance throughout the entire weekend. Fred Kerley runs 9.83 in the prelim. Let's just look at the heats. Let's just show why this is crazy. Because Trayvon Bromell wins his heat in 10.1. Christian Coleman wins his heat in like 10.0 high. Brandon Carnes and Kenny B win their heats in about 10.1. So all the elite guys are running 10.1s in this first round. Again, that's three rounds. All the elite guys in heats 1, 3, and 4 are running 10.1s. Fred Kerley's like, nah, this is 10.1s. I'm not into these 10.1s. You other guys, you do 10.1s. I'm going to run the world's fastest time in my first round. He runs 9.83. His start was wild. His start, it looked like he was able to go like 5 steps in 2 steps. It was insane. He had probably a 5-meter lead by meter 20. Think about that. 5 meter lead by meter 25. That's insane. Then he held it, and it clearly the time reflected what he did. Runs 9.83, fastest time in the world. I'm trying to the men's 100 has been kind of like, who's got it? We were thinking about, you know, Jacobs and Curley. They were kind of going there back and forth. Well, actually, at first it was Jacobs and Coleman because of the world indoors. We had that. Then we're like, all right, advantage Jacobs because he got that, you know, centimeter lean over Coleman. But then you're like, all right, Coleman moving to the 100. Watch out for Curley. Curley's kind of running a little fast early. That's exciting. But then Coleman is kind of having a weird race. Trayvon Bromell is doing well in his other races. So you're kind of like, all right, who's really going to own the throne? Who's going to be the guy? Fred Curley's the guy. Fred Curley is that dude. 9.8s in the first round of three rounds is like Usain Bolt level stuff. I don't even think Bolt would do that. Bolt doesn't even run 9.8 in the first round of three rounds. I know if Curley has a bad final, we're all going to be like, hey, you shouldn't run 9.8 in the first round. But I think Curley's out to be like, no, bro, I ain't leaving nothing for up for chance. I don't care if it's the first round of, you know, the first round of the first round of the first round. I'm running 9.8s in my sleep, and it gets me excited because I do think Bromell, I do think Coleman, I do think those guys are going to be able to challenge Curley, and I do think it's going to be great because either Curley's going to run even further away from them or Coleman and Bromell are going to push Curley to run even faster, but final's going to be good. If 9.8 is what we're getting in round one, I think we might get a 9.7 at least. 9.6? Maybe? Dude, if Curley runs 9.6 tomorrow, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, I want that to happen. All right. Operation 9. I want – all right, I'm calling it right now. Dear Fred Curley, you're not watching this, but if someone else is watching this, tell Fred, tweet at him. You're going to run 9.69 in the final. You're going to run like, and world's going to explode. Metaphorically, of course. 9.69 for Fred Curley is what I'm calling right now. I love it. I picked Bromell to win the race, but now I'm watching this. I mean, I can't change my pick. Still think Curley's, you know, making the team. At the end of the day, this is just the first round for Worlds. But, man, Curley, 9.83, incredible. Can't wait to see him in the final. Calling it 9.69. Let's see it happen. Now it's a PB, I think, for Curley, too. It's a PB. It's just kind of crazy. I thought his PB was faster, but it makes sense because Curley's only been running the 100 for, like, 2 years. It's wild. Anyway, Fred Curley, performance of the weekend, calling it on a Thursday night. 9.83 in a first round of three. Other performances that we're kind of keeping an eye on. Donovan Brazier, who I called the sleeper in the preview pod. Kevin did not like that analogy, but I liked it. Donovan Brazier, man, he kind of, I didn't think we would get what he got. I don't think he thought he would get what he got. Maybe he did. I did speak to him privately before the race on Wednesday. Asked him about, man, how you feeling? You know, because he has the bye. He doesn't need to really perform over these 3 days. He's kind of just feeling out his Achilles injury. Goes out there, runs the fastest time of the prelims, runs 1:46. Looked like he was jogging, looked like he was cruising. Try to get him to tell us if he's going to run the second round. He says he wants to. He says he's feeling good. I have a feeling he's not. I have a feeling maybe he runs one more, but I feel like his coach, Pete Julian, it's going to say, hey, man, you showed enough. You showed you can jog 1:46. That's what we need from you 3 weeks from now at World Championships. So it got me excited because Donovan running 1:46 cruising, I've been shitting on the 800 mainly because Donovan hasn't been healthy, but now I'm seeing a potential healthy Donovan. I think Donovan might become the favorite for Worlds if he just runs one more race, runs another like 1:46 out there tomorrow. And then Donovan is going to be my favorite, which would be great. And it's exciting because it feels like it's been forever since we've seen like peak Donovan. I mean, kind of has. We haven't seen his peak fitness since fall of 2019? In 3 years. It's been wild. So big performance from Donovan Brazier. Looked good. Also in the men's 800, everyone pretty much that we thought qualified. You know, Clayton Murphy looked good. Bryce Hopple looked fine. No big surprises, I felt like. Brandon Miller was there. Eric Sawinski looked fine. Man, if Eric Sawinski makes a team, that'll be wild. Isaiah Harris looked good. Isaiah Jewett actually looked really good. I was not expecting Isaiah Jewett to look that good. He did. So no other big surprises in the 800, mainly just seeing like, okay, Donovan is healthy, and that's great. Gotta love it. I'm happy when the best are the best. It's fun. That's why, not to circle back, but that's why it sucks seeing Sha'Carri not, I mean, the chat. I know there's a lot of people from the Caribbean and the Jamaican area who love to shit on Sha'Carri Richardson, but would you rather Sha'Carri be knocked out in the first round of USAs, or would you rather get to race, have your favorite athletes race her at the World Championship Final? You know, let's be honest. Sha'Carri versus Jamaicans would be a lot more fun to watch than the Jamaicans versus the world. I'm just saying. Not that Sha'Carri wouldn't beat them. It's not about that. It's just fun to see. You want to see the rivalry. But, you know. But I get it. I love it when the teams I hate lose in the first round. So a loss is a loss. Anyway. What else happened? Women's 800 was pretty much chalk. Don't really need to preview much about. We'll kind of dive more into the women's 800 after the semifinals. I think Mo looked fine, looked great. She kind of had a big lead that kind of lost it a little bit, but you know, it's the first round. The big three are all going through. Other notable, was there someone behind me? Oh, look at this. Ooh. Kevin.
Can I join the pod?
You can join the pod.
All right. Oh, how's it going?
I just got a text from Kevin saying, coming to you. Here he is. We'll do a widescreen. Hopefully the audio is still good.
Yeah. I can't hear myself. Hello, YouTube. I'm back from the track.
Did I miss anything?
No.
Okay.
Michael Norman. Did you watch Michael Norman?
No, I didn't watch any of the 400s.
44 high. Looked pretty good. Elijah Godwin got through. He won his heat. Norwood won his heat. I didn't get a chance to ask him. What? Is Michael? No, wait. What is it? Is he a Tony McCoy? Yeah,
I didn't or get LeSean Merritt.
Yeah. I didn't get a chance to do that. But normally pretty good. Randolph Ross won his heat too. So
was he wearing a Tennessee jersey?
He's wearing A&T.
Okay.
And then I was like, are you for sure Tennessee? And he's like, TBD. So we don't know.
Oh.
We don't know.
Changing it up.
Yeah. Anyway.
What I talked about Sha'Carri, talked about Curly, I talked about Donovan, I talked about
You got the updated Hopper. Donovan news?
What's the update? He's not running?
Sam, yeah, per Kyle Merber, who was in the Wix Zone with us, just basically now the Woj of track media. It took him 15 minutes to get scoops. So shout out Kyle.
He's not running.
He's not running the semi.
Okay, yeah.
He's not running the semi.
I kind of
which heard it, makes sense. Yeah. What else did you talk about? Cole Hawker.
Yes.
Okay, so you covered it all.
I covered the meat,
guys. This has been a great episode.
We don't even. I mean, do we need two hosts in the podcast? No. What other results?
Did I lose my job?
You might have lost your job. Talk about the men's 100 steeple, Evan Jaeger.
Yeah, so interesting. I'll give you a little interesting Jaeger anecdote, right? Because he does on standard, needs a standard, put on a little burst if you're watching the last 200, because he thought maybe I can get it. Maybe I can
what
get
is the semis? Standard?
It's 22, I think. Just missed it.
She just missed it.
Yeah, I think it's 8:22. So I said, hey, are you gonna try to push the pace in the final? Because you know, this isn't a situation we've ever been in, but what's the value in getting third if it's slow? Now steeple races are normally pretty honest, so it's not a likely outcome. But he's like, well, I've never really done that. And like I feel like if I do lead, I'm not gonna finish in the top three. So he's in sort of that he has that dilemma facing him, but I think he's just going to kind of go with the flow and hope it gets to that pace. So
the thing is, Jerry Schumacher is notorious for letting people be top three without the standard. That happened to
Thompson,
happened to Woody Kincaid.
Yeah. So, but that's not, we can't pin this one on Jerry Schumacher. Evan's been banged up and then he had horrible weather at Portland Track Festival. He said he feels like he talked about he was losing to John Gay a bunch, but he's like, John Gay's like in 8:18 shape or something like that. And he was a couple seconds behind him. So he feels like he's in shape enough to do it.
So John Gay was his litmus test.
He was a barometer, basically. But the weather was so bad that
pace is behind Gay, like John Gay pace.
Yeah. Units of measure.
Okay.
Yeah. But I mean, Mahalski qualified, Bohr, Ehrlich. It wasn't anything too, I mean, it's a steeple prelim. My guy, Bernard Keter, who you said is not going to
make
the team. I didn't even talk to him in the mix zone because I didn't want to disrupt his rhythm, right?
Yeah.
I said, let's just let this guy go through. I want him straight to recovery. He didn't have to answer my stupid questions.
Speaking of our picks, I picked Isaac Updike to make the team. He's a DNS.
DNS.
Colt, could you go to the go to the FlowTrack Twitter? Do you have something you want to say?
Well, speaking of, Cherry was a DNS too. And I don't know if he got a waiver.
Who?
Michael Cherry. In the quarter, he's listed as DNS.
Somebody got a waiver?
So I don't know if everybody was following the Dalila Muhammad news yesterday. She scratched out of both events because she said she was dealing with a minor hamstring injury. And then USATF had to clarify, well, you can scratch out of everything if you get this waiver. There's a waiver process that you have to do. I don't know if Cherry did that. I'm assuming he would. Otherwise, he would have just jogged around the track and... or you could even false start. You could even false start, but it's literally it was listed as a DNS.
I think Dalila Muhammad getting the waiver is a little bit of opening up Pandora's box for all these people to buy. No one was trying to get this waiver. I mean, you know who should get the waiver? Christian Taylor, right? In the triple jump. You know, like, he's coming off a major injury and he has the buy. So, like, I remember seeing athletes, you know, in the long jump, they would, like, you know, just scratch three attempts on purpose.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But now that this waiver option is available, I think
here's what should happen:
people are going to start using it.
It should just be optional now. And I want to see these athletes compete, and I love it. But waiver just creates a ton of subjectivity, and it creates a ton of unnecessary paperwork and things they need to worry on. If you want to run USAs, run USAs. If you don't want to, hey, you're the reigning world champion, you're the Diamond League champion. You get through.
Yeah.
I think having a waiver process just adds more confusion to this thing. Again, I'd like to see them compete, but as is, it's sort of, are you going to run through one jump and that counts as competing? It wasn't being fully utilized by these athletes.
I think they need to make everyone with a bye, if they want to use the waiver,
they
got to submit their waiver as like a PowerPoint presentation
and then
why they deserve to not run at the meet.
And it's partly like a reality show, Shark Tank.
Kind of. And if there's like a musical number in like the middle of it, of like,
you get more points.
You get more points.
Yeah.
You might get a second buy.
Yeah.
To like the next.
What's the chat saying? Is there anything going on in the chat?
Well, before we go to the chat, I want to talk about our picks because.
You talk about the long jump?
We haven't talked about long jump, but let's talk about our picks. So, Colt, let's bring up our picks, our top three picks. It's not looking good for some of us. You know,
is that you?
It's not looking good for you and me, I feel. I feel like it's not looking good for you.
It's early. I'm a second half picker.
You're a second half picker? Okay, yeah. So let's look at what we have here for our picks. And zoom in so I can see the...
What is going on with your computer? Folks, I'm looking at Gordon's computer. If this is what he sees all the time when he tries to do a podcast, there's no wonder his takes are so bad. He's got 40,000
things open. There we go. Okay.
I got one window, and I'm only focused on you guys out there. I just want you to know.
Okay, so let's run through...
What happened at the Jamaican Championships? Sorry, go ahead.
We have to look at that. Okay. So we both picked Sha'Carri Richardson.
Yeah, but everybody is going to pick her to make the team.
Yeah, even if we both failed there.
Yeah.
Brittany Brown and Tarisha Terry both made it.
I feel good. Yep.
Women's 400, Diggs, Simon, Felix.
Feel good.
We good on there?
Yeah, I feel good.
Okay. Women's 400 hurdles, we both went McLaughlin and Wilson.
Yeah. Yeah, we're good.
Tate and Cockrell both made it.
Yeah, I believe so.
I haven't double checked the results. That. Women's 800, we're good. Mo, Rogers, and Wilson all made it. Women's 15, St. Pierre, Johnson, McGee, and Norris all make it. So our big three all make it each. But Carisha Schweizer,
is
in that. She's going to maybe screw up one of our picks because neither of us picked Carisha Schweizer to make the 1500. I think it's because we thought she wouldn't run it.
Right. Let me just say this. I'm a huge fan of doubles all the time. And I know Bowerman always gets flack for not racing, and we always critique people. Race more. I love this move.
Okay.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
Carisha Schweizer is running the 5,000 and the 1,500 over the course of 4 days. That's great. We should celebrate that. That's exciting.
You're going to have a little party?
I said, if you make all three, what are you going to do? And then she said, 5 and the 10. I'm not going to triple. And I'm like, oh, come on, let's get this.
No,
thing.
If you make all three, you sell one of them.
Yeah.
To the fourth place finisher, and the highest bidder wins.
You didn't put the long. Okay. Long so jumps.
We'll get to field at the end. Men's 100, Rommel, Curly, Coleman. We both had that. We're good. We're really good with the Curly winning, though. We're probably wrong. Rommel ain't winning. Curly's winning that race.
I don't know, man. It's too early. First round.
They're all at 983.
Go back through history. Look at.
Go back through history?
You're like a time machine? Hold on, folks. You're being influenced. Did you tell them who you saw the track yesterday?
No, I haven't done that.
Okay. You don't want to talk about that?
Well, we can. But okay. I said Curly's going to run 969 in the final.
Before I got on the pod?
Yeah, before you got on the pod.
Guys.
That's a great take.
That's okay. Listen. Man, I need to get here earlier. So, Gordon, did you explain how you left the meet early to start this on time? And
yes.
And I had to stay. So, yeah. I apologize, folks, for having to sit through that. Yeah. Through history, there's a lot of people who are amazing. Curly's great. I'm not saying Curly's not great. But the semi is the better predictor because it's on the same
day. That's true.
Day. But world lead, obviously, it's great. But
PB?
I'm still sticking with Rommel. I'm going to stick with Rommel. Okay. Well, you're having Fred Curly tie the American record, and I'm sticking with him behind Rommel.
I have Curly in second and tying. I think my.
How did you come up with 969? Where did that come from?
It's a fun number.
Okay. Did they roast you on that?
I don't know. I haven't been. There's so much in the chat going on. It's hard to keep my eyes on all the stuff that we've been talking about. Okay. So I haven't really been paying attention.
Okay.
But I probably should. All right. So, but go back to our picks. We're looking good in the 100. 400, Norman, Ross, and Allison, they all look fine, right?
If I'm remembering, Godwin finished ahead of Allison, but okay. No big deal.
Yeah. 800, we're looking good.
Too early to call.
1,500, we're looking bad because you picked Hawker to win. I picked Hawker to get second.
Yeah. Who had that? Didn't have Hawker in their top three? Did you think? So him coming back in the – potentially coming back in the five
he is might make the five.
Fascinating. But I just think something must be up, right?
Yeah. Something must
be. That last 100 was strange.
Then, Steeple, I had Updike making the team, but he did the DNS. And
yeah.
So picks are all right.
Mine are better. But...
Yeah, I mean, come on. All right, let's talk a little bit about the field events.
Yeah, I'm trying to pull those up.
Trying to build the field events. So
women's long jump's weird because of the standard situation.
Yes. But right now – Tara Davis scratched all three jumps. She's like fail. Or not fail, but what do you call
no
it?
No mark.
No mark, no mark, no mark.
Yeah.
That sounds like a song.
No mark.
And she is might be going the worlds because only two other women have the standard. She also has the standard. And Quenisha Burks, who won, doesn't have it. You just go down the list. No one else has it except for Nichols and Moore.
Yeah.
So Tara Davis could qualify for Worlds without a successful jump.
Yeah. World rankings stuff we need to look at.
Yeah, we had to work out world rankings. I haven't checked it out. I'll probably figure that out tonight and then report back. But that was kind of interesting just seeing, Tara Davis not run well. I mean, jump well and might make the team pretty wild.
Yeah.
Anything else? In the throws, women's hammer, Brooke Anderson won, Casanova,
second. Yeah,
apologies. I'm not going to attempt to say these athletes' person's name. I'll just get in trouble.
Etchikunwoke, she was third, and then Price is going to go because she has the bye. So there's four there for the U.S. So yeah, good hammer competition. I mean, it's pretty tight there.
And then men's discus, Andrew Evans, Dallin Schertz, and Sam Mattis. But
Mattis, our pick.
Mattis, yeah. But Brian Williams, who had the standard, finishing fifth, he'll go because not a lot of people have the standard. These field events, there's not a lot of people with the standard. So it's not always just top three and you're in. It's a little chaotic. All right. What's up? Should go back to the chat.
Let me scroll through the chat.
Okay, you scroll through the chat. You're the chat king.
Someone says U.S. trials is trash like 2019. Oh. Well, that's a little too early.
Trash? Someone just ran 983. No, how's that trash?
There's been no running event finals. That's interesting. It looked like it was a kicker's race for Cole Hawkers, and he was way behind at the bell checking the splits. Yeah, but with 100 to go, I still thought he was going to make it. That one... There was a reaction where we were watching in the media area of like, whoa, what happened? Because everybody, when everybody thinks it's going to go one way and it goes a different, because you've seen that Cole Hawker kick enough times to know when it's supposed to be there and it's not, it's very, very surprising.
I did say, I think I said for both Hawker and Sha'Carri, you can vouch. I did say, wouldn't it be funny if Sha'Carri false starts? I think I said that before. She didn't qualify.
I don't think you didn't use the word funny. You just said that would be like insane.
It would be insane, because everyone is expecting it. And yeah. I think I said the same thing about Hawker. What if he doesn't make it?
Yeah.
I think I said both of those things.
Yeah. Patrick says, could Cole Hawker's problems be a lack of racing? Last year in college, he raced far more frequently. I don't know. He came in looking pretty sharp. He didn't stop after. He didn't talk. So we have no way of knowing. Maybe he'll post something later on and we'll find out. Flatt, he is for sure breaking the high school record. Yeah, that kid is confident. Watch the interview if you haven't, or watch any interview of Cade Flatt. It's incredible. Like, he is, he's a confident guy. So
I got Jamaican trials results.
Okay, go ahead. Are these finals?
No, first round.
Oh, women. I see it right here. Shelly-Ann Fraser price 1070. Okay. You just got scooped by the chat. Wow, Gordon, some kind of journalist. Look, where's your credential? It got revoked. We're giving your credential to, sorry, it's out of the chat here.
But, dude, 1070. Shelly-Ann.
Janiel, come get your credential from Gordon. You did a better job. Who's second? Williams, Morrison?
No, Kebba Nelson.
Oh,
ran 1098.
Okay.
She won her heat. And then Lane Thompson-Raw won her heat in 1106.
And then didn't run the final.
Well, no, this is just the first round today.
Wait, the first round she ran 1070?
Yeah.
Do you think she could run 969 in the final?
No, 1069.
No, definitely.
She can run.
Wind?
Legal. Everything's legal in Jamaica.
Woo!
See what we did there? That's incredible. But like, Shelly-Ann, 1070. I said she's the world favorite now. I think I still believe that. Lane Thompson-Raw, I think she might get beat.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, now everybody's talking about 1070. She needs to calm down. That's crazy. Crazy.
You ready for the update on our Oblique Seville versus Akeem Blake?
Oh, that I am waiting for. Let's see if someone can scoop you again.
Okay. Johan Blake ran 993.
Wow. When's the last time he ran 993?
0.7 wind. Oblique Seville, 998.
Okay.
Akeem Blake, 1001. I mean, come on. You can cheer over 0.03.
Hey.
Akeem Blake is cruising. He's doing it on purpose.
Wait, were they all in separate heats?
They're all in separate.
Okay, but 993 for Blake, Johan, that's pretty good.
I did say I do get a little bit of Johan Blake on my team.
No, you only
they have
get
the same last name. No. They're brothers.
I'm still trying to find my Calabar t-shirt. I'm going to go look around in Eugene to see if they have a Calabar t-shirt.
But yeah, good first round for the sprinters over out in Jamaica.
Wait, did Sharika Jackson run the 100? Let me check.
She ran 1099.
Okay.
Dude,
this is all first round. We're getting really excited about first round stuff. Fraser Price running 1070 is nuts.
What's more nuts? Fraser Price running 1070 or Fred Curley running
Fraser Price running
1073? No.
Fraser Price running 1070 is more nuts.
That's not true.
Yeah.
983.
Look, I don't know. See, this is not having my laptop's kind of liberating because I don't have to Google it and look where it sits all the time. I feel like 1070 is.
Maybe you're right.
Well, it's 0.0. Well, the world lead was 1067. What did she run in Lausanne last year? Someone help me out. 1063? Is that right?
I don't know. Let's check out the...
Are we just going to read results?
Men's 800 at Jamaica, Navarski. Not for Navarski. Navaski.
Yeah.
Anderson won his heat. But yeah, anyway. Jamaica Trials. Okay, so women's Jamaica Trials. It's definitely...
Yeah,
looking pretty good. Men's Jamaica trials, it's fine, but I mean, it's no comparison to the U.S. trials,
right? But that's good for them. Like those times, 990 for first round.
It's kind of sad that you're saying it's good for them.
I'm like on record. Everybody
this is the
knows
country that produced Usain Bolt, and you're like impressed with two guys running sub 10 or three guys.
Look at the numbers. I'm a numbers guy. Look at how they've been recently. This is big. That's a solid. If they could get two guys sub 990 in the final, that'd be huge. Based on past performances. Now, hopefully, Seville will be the one leading the pack there. So I win my bet and get to go to Jamaica.
You know it would be great? All right, I'm going to get the Jamaica chat. You can route up. So, what does Sha'Carri run today?
1131? I don't know. Yeah. I don't Sounds right.
Yeah. She would have made the semifinals in Jamaica.
Really? What happened? Wait. Oh, in the okay. That's actually what the women's race. I was like, what? Yeah.
Took 11:49 to make the semifinals in Jamaica. Sha'Carri's good enough to make the Jamaican semifinals.
Well, I think we all understand this. Deeper countries is so much bigger. That was so weird, man.
What?
That race, it just was so strange. That race and the Kohaka race were just so unexpected. Because you go in, you think of all the possibilities, and she had been running so well, so consistent. That's part of the reason why I picked her. It's like, hey, she's just been solid. Yeah, she got second, but who cares? Like, she was just knocking out good time after good time. And again, she didn't talk, so we don't know what's going on. But yeah, and then we'll see if she runs the 200. But all right. This person keeps asking the same question. What? Will Nike reduce Sha'Carri's contract, failing to make the three U.S. teams in a row? No.
They're going to increase it.
Yeah, no.
Increase
not, it. Not a chance.
She's like the inverse of the typical track athlete. Yeah. She gets more popular the worse she does. Mm-hmm. Normally it's the other way around. The better you get more popular. But goes up.
Why was Gordon so upset that Sha'Carri didn't talk to the press but not upset at Cole Hawker?
I was.
He was upset at Cole
Hawker. I tweeted it out.
Yeah. You're upset at both.
I was equally upset.
Yeah.
I gave them equal upsetness. I just didn't talk about it in the –
Oh, in the pod you talked about.
I didn't talk about Cole. Yeah, you know, maybe. I mean, Sha'Carri is just a bigger name than Cole Hawker.
Well, people are going to pay more attention.
I'm also upset Fred Curley didn't talk to me. I tried to get him to talk to me, and he's like, no. We didn't even say that. He just ignored me. I was like, how's it feel to run a world lead? And he just walked right by.
Well, yeah.
Fred Curley doesn't like
you me. Can tell when, well, you don't talk to anybody, but you can tell as soon as someone enters the interview area if they're going to stop or not.
Talk just mode,
the way they're going to do it. Yeah, it would be great to hear because – oh, there's the video right there. Man, good job, Colt. It would be great if they spoke, but the thing about track meet is there's a whole bunch of other athletes there, and the majority of them are willing to talk, so you just talk to those ones, and that's interesting too. But, I mean, by the end of the meet, there'll be so many other stories that supplant this. This is all about upsets, the first day, and there was no running event finals because usually the 10,000 is there. Usually we have at least one final to talk about, but this is all prelims, and prelims are all about who doesn't make it. That's always the story because, oh, Bryce Hopple gets through easily. Like, you can't really talk. There's nothing there. Like, Allison Felix advances. Michael Norman advances. The story is always
who doesn't,
right? Where does this go off script?
All right. I got a quiz for you. We're going to end the pod with a quiz.
Okay.
I wrote it down on my notes.
Okay. Right here.
Rapid fire questions. Man, gun to your head.
This chat is crazy, man. There's a lot of people into track.
Gun to your head. Impressed. Gun to your head. You got to answer these questions.
Okay.
First question. Two-part question. Does Sha'Carri run the 200? Does she make the 200 final?
Well, if I answer no to the first one.
Then you can say not applicable.
Okay, so.
Gun to your head. I'm about to pull this trigger.
You didn't say a time limit.
Okay.
You
just said. You're trusting me.
My immediate reaction was no.
Okay. But you're changing your mind now?
But because I'm wrong about everything all the time now, which seems to be a trend, I'm going to say yes. And I think yes, she'll make the final. Okay. I'm going, I'm just doing a total 180.
I think she'll run and I think she'll make the final. I agree. Cole Hawker, over under 4.5 place in the 5K.
Over. Okay. On that, yeah.
You don't think he's going
to
be?
It's a 4-day meet. It's really hard to change directions that quickly. Okay. Like, we've seen it where someone misses the team in the 800 in the trials and they come back and they make it in the 15, but that's a much longer meet and that's when they barely miss. This was a getting out of the round. It's not as if he got to the final of the 15 and got fifth. This was supposed to be the easy part. So I'm guessing we're going to find out that there's some sort of issue there.
All right, new gun to the head. Winning time of the men's winning time of the men's 100 at USS. He's reading the chat.
I mean, the chat is entertaining.
We love you, chat. Thanks for tuning in with us. This is making this
day. Yeah, fun. You don't even need me. I would just, if I was doing this, I would be like, lock the door and
just live stream the chat.
Yeah.
Winning time of the men's 100. It's tomorrow. Winning time.
Is it?
Yeah.
Men or women?
Men.
85.
1985.
Yeah.
It's gonna be 969, bro.
I'm buying the dip, man.
It's gonna be 969.
Women, what about women?
1082.
You think, yeah. Is Hobbs just like the clear favorite?
Yeah,
now?
Hobbs is going to.
Yeah. What a story, man. After the DQ and stuff last year and all that. That'd be a crazy story.
Okay, last question.
Hold on, I'm reading the chat again. Abigail says, before I thought she might run, but I'm leaning towards no now that we know what happened in the 100. Yeah, I don't. Again, my first inclination was this would be it for her, but I just, she's unpredictable. So I want to see her. It'd be great. I mean, wouldn't that be an insane comeback story too? Like if she somehow, because that's a very, very hard team to make. Women's 200 team.
Yeah. Crystal Maniac said 921 for the winning time. I don't think that's going to happen.
Is that typo there? Let's see, 972, 975, 987, 921, 968, 996. I think you influence people.
David Edward Tolson, 969. New American record is a lock. He's half right. It's not going to be 969.
Yeah. Oblique Seville, 960. And he should get a waiver to be able to compete at USA's just because. There should be an Oblique Seville, Akeem Blake. They should fly him directly from Kingston to Eugene to race.
We should have the Jamaican trials and the U.S. trials in one location. Hold it in Philadelphia.
Or alternate.
Like we'll go back and forth, like home and away.
Yeah.
They got home jerseys and away jerseys. That'll be fun.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
We can make that happen, man.
Is this working? Can Colt hear me well?
I don't know.
Can the chat hear you?
We hope you guys can hear us. We're having a great time. My final question. What are you looking forward to now? Like, now that you had like all these rounds happen, we got more rounds tomorrow and other events. We still have the 200s.
Love myself some rounds.
We still have the Jamaican 100 meter finals, 200s going on. Like, what are you looking forward to now that you've seen some of the stories develop?
Men's 100 certainly is up there. You throwing the 969 out there is interesting. Right. So there's only two finals tomorrow, running events, hundreds. That's it. Schweizer's attempt, I'm interested in seeing. The men's 800 being so chaotic, it's just kind of ridiculous. The thing Mo looked really smooth. I think the women's 400 hurdles is not, like, unless Sydney does something crazy. But, like, without Muhammad there, some of the shine comes off that event. So I'd say men's 100 and Schweizer are things that, before today, I would have not necessarily said, oh, that's like a cool storyline, and now it is. And Devin Allen versus Grant Holly. But that's not a today thing.
All right. Chat, we appreciate you. Thanks for listening. We're going to go live again. Gordon Solo, you'll come busting in like the Kool-Aid man.
If this worked, I'll do this. So here's what happened. Can I tell him what happened? Could you do a little behind the scenes? All right, so the plan was, I was going to record from the stadium because I was going to be there because I had to get the last round of interviews because people wouldn't know this, but it takes a while sometimes for people to come through. And if, you know, Michael Norman or whoever's in that last heat, you want to make sure you get the interview. But sometimes it takes 30 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour. Yeah. So I was like, hey, Gordon, start the pod, and then I'll record in the stadium. But guess what's going on right now in the stadium? The U20 men's and women's 5,000 meter races. So it's like, I can't, the stadium, there's still people there. There's a PA system. There's no way to record it. So as soon as I found that out, because the U20 schedule is not on the same page as the other schedule, and I knew they were running, but I thought that there was, I didn't know if it was tonight. So there was two different schedules. And I was like, wait a minute, this is not going to work. Once the 400 ended, they cut to the track and there's a bunch of people lined up to run a 5,000. I said, I better get over to Gordon's Airbnb.
We're up. So we are up to what now? Four. I've had four people come up to me at this track meet. And tell me that.
Oh, you want to talk about that?
They're upset with my opinions of either them or their athlete.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, you can criticize the way someone explains their pick, right? Or way they frame their pick. But the art of the pick, merely having a pick, seems to engender strong emotions in people, which is very interesting because I just don't. And it's. The one I saw today, I witnessed one today, is very good natured.
Yes.
It was fun. I don't know how the other ones were. I mean, no one was screaming at you, but great. So David says great pod. Thank you. I like the positive affirmation.
Appreciate the positive.
Someone said we didn't talk about Allison. Did you not talk about Allison Felix?
Felix? I have not.
Oh, okay.
Well, we can wait till tomorrow to talk about it. I mean, it was a very formality type race for her.
Yeah.
Interview was quick.
66 seconds.
She looked fine in the first round. I mean, we'll get a little more information from her after the semis. But she did kind of say,
it's the way Gordon sounds. He's right. Tommy, you're right.
She did kind of sound like she isn't as into it right now.
So I asked her, hey, did you think at the beginning of the year you'd have a chance to make a team? And she's like, yeah, like physically, I thought it was there. It's just like whether mentally could I do it? And I get that because she's been at this a really long time.
What else does she have to do?
Well, like, a lot of things. But I'm saying just all the mental, like it's got to feel urgent in order to make a team. In order to be top three in the U.S. in the women's 400, it's got to be front of mind. It's got to be a focus. Because if you're off even by a little bit, there's so many people that are ready to take your spot. And so I just thought that was an interesting answer. Because there was a quote in an NBC article yesterday about how she said she didn't know if she'd take the individual spot. I didn't get a chance to ask her about that. My guess is she would. I think maybe they were just like still unsure at the time. Because she said she wants to run a relay. But I just think it's taking a lot of mental like energy to get through this last season. Because if you're off by just by a little bit, you can jump back from third to sixth. But watching this, I feel even stronger she can make the team.
You know what? I think she is going to finish top three. She might even win. But like, I could see her just saying, I don't want to do individual events at Worlds. I just want to be on the 4x4.
Yeah.
And like not, you know, because
I have to like worry about it.
You can, she's not going to win global gold. Like, she's not going to win the world title.
And that's part of it. I don't know.
So,
but like, she could medal. Well, yeah, she medaled last year.
I don't think she's. I mean, maybe she could, but she's not going to win, right? She's not going to win world outdoors in the 400. But she could end her career with the victory of winning the women's 4x4. You know, that's like a good way to end it. Like, end it with a gold as opposed to ending it with.
Well, she could do both.
A fourth place or third.
She could do both. Yeah, track nerds like us. How many individual teams did you make?
Yeah.
But the majority of people who follow Allyson Felix's career are really honed in on those Olympics. And she went out with a bronze medal and then went and got 4x4 gold. And for them, that was the perfect ending. And maybe to her, one more individual team, okay, or one more making a final. To us, who like, because you go and you look back at it and go 07 to 2022 and she made all these finals, that's incredible. That's something that may never be duplicated again. But maybe that's just, you're right. Maybe that's not where she's at because she's been there, done that with all of it. But it's just inching the way the season broke, where we started from the beginning of she's just going to run a couple races for fun and then have a farewell tour to she's top six in the world, seven in the world. I mean, you could talk me into her making it happen and getting a bronze medal, but
Well, Paulino and Miller Weibo are just.
Yeah. But also, the 400 is just a ridiculously strenuous event to train for and to race. I know you could say that about a lot of events, but the 400 in particular, it's not, you're not cruising through that thing. David says, stay on for another hour and cover the NBA draft, please.
Oh,
Colt's going to have to go soon, but I don't have headphones on.
Has there been a trade?
Colt can't be like, you know, wrap it up.
Any chick. But yeah, we're going to wrap this up now. Guys, thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. We really appreciate
it. Did Caitlin Tui run the 1500? No, I'm going to stay on and answer every question.
We appreciate the chat. We're starting to get some spam in the chat.
How do you ban this? How do you do this? Boom. Remove.
That's gonna take too long. You're not.
No, I'm gonna do every single one. No, remove.
People are gonna watch us remove spam in the chat. Doesn't matter, guys. Thanks for listening. We're gonna go live after tomorrow.
I'll have all the spam removed by then,
and we'll have another podcast. And thanks for tuning in. React to all the crazy things. And here's to another great championship. We're trying to end the pod. I don't know.
You're really smooth at this.
Hang on. We're out. Like and subscribe.
Thanks, guys. I got all of them. Look.